This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben and Woods, hour number two. Good morning to everybody who doesn't get up in the 5 a.m. hour. It's probably our loosest hour.
Yeah, it's definitely
I mean, you're
loose.
Doing open phones. I get in kind of whenever I get in the middle. But we all have some of our best stuff as well for some reason.
Yeah, it's true.
It is interesting. We've got a good show coming up for you this morning. We will talk some football later this hour, 6:35. Eric Adelson, our senior NFL writer, will join us, breaking down yesterday's big games, including the showdown of the Bays, Green, and Tampa. Tom Brady, 38 unanswered points. And Aaron Rodgers has no one to blame but himself, Woods, on that one. They were up 10-0, and he threw a terrible pick six changed the entire momentum of the game. And I'm not a huge, like, momentum guy, but if there's one sport where
momentum
is in, I think football, you know, at least there's flow. If not momentum, football has flow. Baseball, I don't really totally believe in momentum.
I do. And I think if you watch the series we just watched, like, obviously the momentum you thought was going to shift after the Dodgers exploded in Game 3, right? Well, then they came out and laid a turd and lost again, right? But in in-game momentum, for example, running yourself out of a massive, potentially massive inning, not adding on in the first, momentum, I believe it, a giant catch. A home run Rami catch. Bellinger did it to us. You know, I feel like in-game, the momentum is a real thing.
I think you can always stop it, though.
You can.
Yeah, a good pitcher, whether it's in a game or just in the next inning. You know, hey, you may have had a disappointing turn at the plate where you felt like you left some runs on the table, but if your pitcher comes in and goes 1-2-3 the next inning, it's not a big deal. You just go back the next inning and start a new rally.
He stopped momentum. Because there is momentum, but you can stop it. You can control it.
And in football, you can as well, because obviously when you score a touchdown, you have to give the ball to the other team, and they get that opportunity
every time.
To come right back on you. The one thing that really kills you, though, in football and changes the momentum is a big turnover. Because, hey, you score, then you give the ball back, and then they turn it right over again, and you score again. Well, that... then it's hard to recover from that at that point. I mean, that has changed the game entirely. That's what we saw in that game yesterday, I thought, with Tampa. So we'll talk to Eric Adelson, our senior NFL writer, coming at 6:35. We will talk some baseball later in the show. Stephanie Epstein is going to join us. She's still with Sports Illustrated, right? Yeah, she's still with Sports Illustrated, so we'll talk some baseball. She's been covering both playoff series, and we will discuss the first look ahead at the matchup, Dodgers versus Rays, in the World Series. But before we get to the Rindle Report, we were discussing, and you brought up how, you know, tough morning to wake up in Atlanta.
Again.
Our team blew a 3-1 lead in the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, they're used to playoff losses, I guess, in that city at that point. But you were kind of speculating as to what Atlanta sports talk radio would sound like on a morning like this. And Paul... this was a great idea.
Being the goat that he is.
Yeah, just decided, well, why don't we go and actually just dip in
As much as I love the credit, it wasn't that difficult because of the radio.com app, the Rewind feature.
One of our sister stations.
I was able to go to 3 a.m. and pull this from 92.9 The Fan in Atlanta.
Original name.
John in here. I'm sorry. 92.9 The Game.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. There you go. Much better.
Much better.
Well, no, John, no. The fans Hugh. Better. The fans better. Remember?
This is John and Hugh on John Sports Radio 92.9
Oh, I love
the
this.
Game.
This is a great
first
bit.
Pitch, fly ball. Center field. Bellinger is there. And he's got it. And the Dodgers advance to the World Series for the third time in the past 4 years.
Charlie Steiner on AM 570 in Los Angeles, and it's how it ended for the Atlanta Braves, kind of with a whimper and not a bang, as they exit in Game 7 after making a lot of blunders, a lot of a learning experience, unfortunately, a harsh learning experience for the Atlanta Braves. And welcome to a Falcons Monday from the Mobile Kia Studios with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons Monday, of course, brought to you by Xfinity. Hugh Douglas, what is up, and how you doing, bub?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. So you know.
They didn't. It was terrible.
Great weekend.
No, it was terrible.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest weekend. Man, I did something yesterday that I day before and yesterday that I haven't done in a long time.
Which you do, cry? You cry?
No, cry. I didn't cry. No,
I'm a man.
Silly man. I didn't cry. Yeah, but what you do?
I really pretty much stayed almost off Twitter. I couldn't even go there. I mean, because between what happened Saturday and what happened yesterday. You know, the anger that was pouring out on Twitter from Atlanta sports fans was just a little too much for me to take. And some of it was directed at me. That part I don't really bother. That doesn't bother me so much. But I just was
thought, mad at you, John.
I love it, dude. This is the new bit.
So do you know John Fricke at all?
No.
So John Fricke, interestingly enough, I worked with him. He was both the morning show host of the old 690
really?
For many years with Sean Salisbury. And at the same time, he was also a sports anchor at Channel 10.
Get out of here.
He did TV at Channel 10.
He's like the first Ben Higgins.
Yeah, he was like the original Ben Higgins.
Did he do mornings?
He did weekends. Yeah, mornings during the week, and then he did weekends on TV on Channel 10 for a number of years. And then he kind of disappeared, and I hadn't heard from him until this morning. And obviously, he's doing the John and Hugh show.
You had no idea where
Atlanta.
He was.
I knew he was. He had worked at CNN, I think, before, so I think he was from Atlanta and spent some years there. So I'm not surprised that he's back there, but I have not heard that voice in many a year until
that's
just
too
then.
Good.
But I just
what am mad at you, John?
So good. Yeah, that's going to be the new thing.
So I mean, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
from now on.
You know, however the World Series ends, losing market.
Yeah,
we're checking. Check.
We're
going to check
every
radio.
Morning, every after every game. I think it's great.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Well, now that the Braves are out, though, you can turn your attention to your NFL team, which has already fired its head coach, or maybe the local college football team. That might not be a good idea either. We can find out a little bit more about that, though, in today's edition of The Rindle Report.
You're listening to The Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock someday.
Good job on that, Paulie.
Thank you very much.
We'll get John Fricke on next time there's an Atlanta sports
good idea.
Story. We can bring him in and talk to him.
Yeah,
reminisce about the old days.
You know, he's on the air right now, but yeah, we'll make it
good
work.
Point, yeah. Well, I don't know, 3 hours ahead, yeah, I guess he might be done.
Maybe wrapping up.
Later in the show.
Yeah, we get him later in the show.
All right, well, let's start off in college football. Clemson remains the number one ranked team in the country after a 66-point blowout over Georgia Tech over the weekend.
Atlanta's own Georgia Tech.
They won 73-7.
No.
Clemson did. Number two, Alabama beat number three Georgia 41-24.
Another Georgia loser. Yeah,
rough day for Georgia football.
Now, the Falcons did win. I mean, yes,
no one cares. Though,
no one cares at this
they
point.
They beat the Vikings.
Yeah. And he just said it's a Falcons Monday.
I
on
hope,
the game.
I sure hope that's a sponsored thing.
100%. They're probably the flagship.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So Clemson, they've been the number one spot since the preseason. The Tigers have garnered the number one ranking 23 times in their school history, but they've never had it more than 5 times in a single season before this year. This is their 7th straight week atop the AP poll.
I didn't watch any of that Clemson game, but it was actually 7-7.
Yeah.
Midway through the first quarter.
And then
it was
73-7 again, your final score.
And was a 52-7 at halftime, I believe.
Insane.
I think
insane.
They scored 45 unanswered points before the half and then added a few more touchdowns after the half. Clemson's really, really
good. They're really good.
I mean, Alabama, I watched that game against Georgia. good second half. They outscored the Bulldogs 21-0. They were down. You know, Nick Saban, you know, after battling his at least positive COVID test, although you don't really think he actually had COVID after he had the negative tests, comes back. And I mean, they're good. I don't think they're Clemson good, though. Clemson's
they're a cut above, I think, everybody.
Yeah, head and shoulders above the rest of college football this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's go to the NFL with the Dolphins handling the Jets late in the fourth quarter. Rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa made his NFL debut yesterday. It's been almost a year since Tua suffered a potentially career-ending hip injury over at Alabama on November 16th of last year, but he finally did appear in an NFL game. He replaced starting quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was on the sideline leading the cheers.
Did you see that? That was so cool.
I mean, it was like it was a sparse home crowd, but they were going nuts, and Fitzy's just doing
that. That's so cool.
Like, let's go.
It's a little easier when you're, like, you know, 60 years old.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, like,
whatever.
Yeah, this is the future, and that was really cool.
Yeah, Tua, he threw two passes, completed them both in the final 2 minutes of the game, and after the game, Tua returned to the field, and there was a picture of him. I mean, the place is empty. Empty. He showered, all that.
Yep.
Sitting on the field. He's on the 15-yard line, still in full uniform, for about 10, 15 minutes, soaking it all in.
I love that, man.
He said he tried to find the spot where that drive ended that he led the Dolphins on, and then he sat there and he FaceTimed his parents, who could not be there to see him play.
Oh, that's so cool.
Keep an eye on the Miami Dolphins. They are now 3-3.
Yep.
They're ahead of the New England Patriots, who have a losing record after 5 weeks for the first time since 2002. They're behind the Buffalo Bills, but the Dolphins are the only team in the AFC East with a positive point differential. They're plus 47. That's better than the Chiefs. That's better than the Titans.
Damn.
You know, Buffalo's minus 3. The Patriots are minus 1. The Miami Dolphins, actually, there's some punch behind that 3-3 record, so... And then, you know, you still have the quarterback of the future being developed in Tua. So something to keep an eye on there in Miami.
We don't do pretender versus contender on our show. But if we did, Ben, you would put them in the contender.
I kind of like the Miami Dolphins in the contender category.
I like it.
And finally, here's your headline. Hormel Foods introduces bacon-scented face masks.
Oh, God. Enough.
Yeah, you know, they say everything's better with bacon, and Hormel Foods thinks that applies to the face masks, too, in 2020. Hormel Black Label is introducing what it calls the revolutionary breathable bacon face mask. The company says it features the latest in pork-scented technology with a two-ply multi-fiber cloth so you can smell bacon all day long. Bacon fans better hurry, though. You have until October 28th to log on to breathablebacon.com to enter for a chance to win this limited edition mask.
That bacon explosion that's been happening for years, it kind of wore me out after a while. They were putting bacon on everything and in everything, and it's fine. I mean, bacon's
a
fine breakfast
meat. I like the
smell
of bacon when I'm about to eat bacon for breakfast.
I don't want it driving to work.
Regular bacon strips with eggs or whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
Everything doesn't need to be wrapped in bacon.
Here's the other thing. This is a little off topic, but is there a... Hope they're not a sponsor. Is there a worse name for a company than Hormel? Hey, what do you have there? Oh, it's just some Hormel chili. I'll pass. Thanks very much. Hormel. It's a terrible, terrible name. I'm sorry.
So we're saying that Hormel. The new baby is not going to be named
Hormel
Woods?
Hormel Woods. Hormel. I'm sorry.
Mel Woods for short.
Mel's not bad. Not a lot of Mels running around.
There used to be
anymore.
Mels. Yeah. Melvin, Mel.
Melvin and Mel, yeah. Hormel.
Hormel Black Label. Was that like trying to class
it's the
up?
Fancy. Oh. Yeah. Is that regular Hormel? No, it's Black Label Hormel. Oh, okay.
Is this Johnny Walker?
Johnny Walker. God. Enough with the bacon, all right? Just eat your bacon and shut up about it. You don't need to drag it all over yourself. You don't take in bacon bubble baths and bacon face masks.
Like bacon soap.
Who wants to smell like bacon all day?
Thank you, Paulie. Ryan will report. Can I throw in a bonus?
Sure.
Fourth please. Story, just because I want to get it in early, because I saw the headline.
She said.
Doc Emmerich, legendary hockey play-by-play announcer, NHL, NBC, this morning announced his retirement.
Damn.
And honestly, I don't watch as much hockey as other sports. That guy is so good, though.
So good.
So good at what he does. I mean, the cleanest, sharpest... Rat-a-tat play-by-play, that you can imagine.
And there's no question that that is the hardest to do.
Everyone,
period.
You know, it's funny because everyone has their opinions of announcers. Yeah, some people like Joe Buck, some people don't. You know, and it's a very polarizing thing when you discuss who your favorite announcer is. Not in hockey, though.
No, it's pretty
almost
much across the board.
Everybody agrees across the board
you
that Doc
see.
Emmerich is great at what he does. He's a great guy. Everyone loves Doc Emmerich.
You should see the tributes pouring in.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big loss for that sport to not have him anymore. So, but congratulations, you know, if it's time to go, he decides it's time to go, and he goes out on top
yeah.
as the best probably that's ever done it in the sport of hockey. I know there's some legends back in the day, but man, he was really, really good at calling hockey games. So I wanted to throw that in. All right, when we come back, it's our I didn't realize you guys came up with a great name for this. Our Ben and Woods Daily Diddy.
Yeah. Perfect. One of our listeners, George, suggested on Friday.
Is that where we
yeah,
came up
Daily
with
Diddy.
It on Friday? Okay, George, that was very smart.
Little Diddy.
I do have a bone to pick, though, because, okay. you know, Paul in the rundown calls it the Diddy, like P. Diddy, D-I-D-D-Y.
Right.
A Diddy, a song, is a D-I-T-T-Y.
Titty.
Diddy.
Oh, sorry. Ditty.
Diddy.
Not T-T.
A Ditty, not a Diddy.
Yeah.
Ditty. It's a little Ditty.
Little Diddy.
Little Ditty.
But that's my only bone to pick, because it's just a song that, for whatever reason, one of us gets to pick each day to come back in our 620 segment.
Yeah, you get a little nugget about it or something.
Yeah, so we'll get to that next. We'll talk some NFL football as well. Eric Adelson on the way, our senior NFL writer. Stick around. It is Ben and Woods. We're just getting started. It is Monday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick with the check traffic.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.